Blog Talk Radio.
Further ado, because I don't have long to tarry, I will be with you
30 minutes on this morning. And so we were going to go right on into our prayer, and I'm asking you that will, you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, if you would bow your head with me as we go into prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O graciously Heavenly Father, for enabling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a room of word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within their very souls. We would be so mindful, Lord, to give your name the glory, honor, and all the praises. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. And we shall all say, amen and amen. All right, our theme on this morning is when following seems unfair. And I know that there may be some out there in my digital listening audience on this morning that can relate to those very words, when following seems unfair. Now, we're going to go back in time, and we're going to go back into the year of 1958. This is when the United States launched its space program, and they selected seven men that was chosen to become the first astronaut to take on such a task. And some of his crew members were Scott Carpenter, Gordon Cooper, John Glenn, Gus Grissom are among some of those seven astronauts that was chosen. And so we know that they had gone where no one else had ever gone before. And yet, as astronauts, they knew they would face unforeseen danger, challenges, and trials, each of them realizing that the thrill of being chosen was tempered with the fear of the unknown future. And you can just imagine another set of men who was chosen for an important mission. These were the 12 apostles. Jesus chose one day on a mountainside near the Sea of Galilee. And these men left behind their occupation, their families, to dedicate themselves to this radical new teacher. They didn't know what kind of political, religious, or financial challenges they would face. Yet, they followed Jesus. Jesus asked the same of his people today. He asked each of us to follow him, to love him, to obey him, and to tell others about him. Like the apostles, we don't know what our commitment to Jesus might bring. But, Lord, help us to follow you faithful and to trust you completely with our future. And we're going to go on into the scripture. And so we know that they were sitting around. I can imagine that Jesus and his disciples was sitting around a charcoal fire at the edge of the Sea of Galilee. And over half of his chosen disciples, it was dawn, quiet and cool. Smoke drifted lazily from the fire, as well as the aroma of freshly toasted bread and smoked fish. And perhaps the fog hung low. No doubt small talk and a few laughs occurred as they breakfasted. Surely someone committed on how good it was to catch over 150 fish so quickly. Now the sounds of these hungry men must have echoed across the placid water of Galilee. How delightful must have been to know that they were reclining upon the sand with the resurrected Savior in their midst. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Suddenly the conversation ceased. And then Jesus turned to Simon Peter. Their eyes met for a few moments. They talked together about the depths of Simon's love for his Lord. Must have been painful for the rubbish disciples, but he answered Jesus with honesty and humility. Then, as abruptly as the conversation had began, it ended with a command from Jesus to Peter, follow me. Now, we read that in the law of John 21 and 19. Simply, easily understood, heard by everyone, especially Simon. The Lord wanted Simon's heart. And without a single reservation, Jesus realized that his disciples was affectionate and drawn to him and greatly admired him. But Jesus now told him to be totally available, fully committed, with no strings attached. I wonder how many out there in my listening digital audience are ready to follow Jesus. No matter where he leads, you'll be willing to go. No matter the distance, you said, Lord, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Saints of God, we are going to have to be committed fully to God's calling and without reservation to heed to his to God's calling. So his commands was perfectly accumulated to get the fishermen off the fence. We find out that Simon's response was classic verse 20 and 21. Reads like this. Now Peter, turning around, saw the disciples whom Jesus loved, John, and seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? Now, saints and friends and you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, you know, isn't that typical of us? Asking God, you know, well, what about my brother? What about my uncle? Or what about my dad? You know, we want God to look at everyone but us, choose someone else but beside the one that God has got his eyes on. So the finger was on Peter, and he attempted to dodge some of his pointed direction by asking Jesus about John. What about John, Lord? You're asking me to follow you. And that's what we do. We go to, you know, asking God, you know, God, what about the next person? What about him? What about her? Aren't you going to give him the same kind of command? After all, he's a disciple too, you would say. And we notice, hallelujah, that Jesus replied in the very next verse. And I believe that it must have had to stun, because Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? That's what Jesus said. Well, what business is it of yours? I'm talking to you. I'm asking you to follow me. And this is where we fall short in our relationship with God as saints of God. We don't want to follow God's leading. We want to lead God instead of God leading us. And so this entire dialogue becomes permanently etched in Peter's memory. I'm certain he never forgot the reproof. Now, what does this say to us? And what does it say to the members of our family? Simply this. Following Jesus is an individual matter. The Lord saves us individually, each and every one of us. God saved us individually, one on one. And God give each and every one of us gifts and commission us individually. God speak to us and direct us individually. God maps out our course and our plot, our path individually, each and every day that we live. God maps out our itinerary, what he wants us to do for him. And we can't be questioning, God, why you want to send me? Why you don't want to send Esther? Why you don't want to send Ruth? Why you don't want to send, James over there? But God isn't speaking to James. God is speaking to you and I. See, God speak to us and God direct us, as I foreseen, individually. God knows the path in which he wants us to take. So we know that Peter momentarily forgot this fact. And he became over-interested in the will of God for John's life. Does that sound a little like you? It may be that God is putting you through an experience that seems terrible, demanding, even humiliating. You are facing the rigors of an obedient walk. And you may be looking over the fence, across the dining room table, wondering about his life or her commitment. You're entertaining the thought, it simply is not fair. Because all you can see is the neighbor next door. You don't see that God is calling you, that God has chosen you. God has chosen you to walk with him, to be his disciples, to lead you and guide in the direction that he would want you to go. Now, when it comes to the matter of doing his will, God has not said that you must answer for anyone else except yourself. So I would just advise you that are out there in my digital listening audience on this morning, to quit looking around for equality. Would you please stop concerning yourself with the needs of others to do what you are doing or to endure what you have been called to endure? Everybody can't go through the same thing. God knows who to choose for the job. And God chooses the roles we play. And each one is unique. And we find out that some couples seem uniquely allowed by God to endure hardship, the loss of a child, a lingering and crippling illness, financial bankruptcy, or a fire that levels everything to ashes, an unexplainable series of tragedies, while others are hardly touched by difficulty. And it's so very easy for Peter within us. See, we have an earthly Peter right here inside of us to latch out and bitterly lobby for an equality wrong amendment before the judge. And his response remains the same. You just follow me, my child. Remember, you are not John. You are Peter. And so, saints of God and friends and you that are out there in our listening digital audience, you got to listen to God for you. Not for someone else, but for you and your walk with God. If God choose you, just be ready, able to go. Whatever the distance, whatever the marathon, whatever the laps, whatever the race, just be willing to go. When God calls you, be willing to go for God. Work in God's vineyard with no question asked. God said that obedience is better than sacrifice. You don't want to be a disobedient child, do you? I know I don't. I don't want to be disobedient, but I want to be obedient to God. Because if you be obedient to God, then God has a blessing with your name on it. And we find out that God, hallelujah, called you to a difficult or demanding mission field. Hallelujah. Or occupation, or type of ministry, or home situation. Had he led you to live sacrificially? I pass up a few pleasures. If he has, follow him. And forget about John, okay? If Jesus is big enough to pride the Peters, surely, most certain, he is also big enough to judge the Johns. Hallelujah. I hope and pray that I have said something to inject your spirit and to impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.
God above, look down and see my people through. I believe the sun and moon.
Oh.